A reading from the prophet Isaiah. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord seated on a high throne. His train filled the sanctuary. Above him stood seraphs, each with six wings. And they cried out to one another in this way: Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. His glory fills the whole earth. The foundations of the threshold shook with the voice of the one who cried out. And the temple was filled with smoke. I said, What a wretched state I am in. I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have looked at the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. With this he touched my mouth and said, See now, this has touched your lips. Your sin is taken away. Your iniquity is purged. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will be our messenger? I answered, Here I am, send me. The word of the Lord.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, the gospel that you received and which you are firmly established. because the gospel will save you only if you keep believing exactly what I preach to you. Believing anything else will not lead to anything. Well then, in the first place, I taught you that what I had been taught myself, namely, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared first to Cephas, and secondly to the 12. Next, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and the sons, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, and then he appeared to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me, too. It was though I was born when no one expected it. I am the least of the apostles. In fact, since I persecuted the church of God, I hardly deserve the name apostle. But that's God's grace. That is what I am, and the grace that he gave me, no one has been fruitless. On the contrary, I, or rather the grace of God that is with me, have worked harder than any of the others, but what matters is that I preach what they preach, and this is what you will all believe. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was standing one day at the lake of Gennesaret, with the crowd pressing around him and listening to the word of God, when he caught sight of two boats close to the bank. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, it was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and began to teach the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking to him, he said, "Put out into the deep water and pay out your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will pay out the nets." And when they had done this, they netted such a huge number of fish that their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their companions in the other boats to come and help them. When they came, they filled the two boats to sinking point. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell on his knees in front of Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were completely overcome by the catch they had made. So also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, it is men you will catch." Then, bringing their boats back to the land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's gospel says about the fishing. And Jesus say, "Put into deep water." Jesus was sitting on the boat of Saint Peter. So practically there were two boats. We have a question why Jesus was sitting purposefully on the boat of Saint Peter. Peter was an expert of fisherman. We know, many of you know how to fish. The time, the place. Saint Peter was an expert on this matter, while Jesus was only a mere carpenter. The first question, Peter says, Master, we have worked hard all the nights long, caught nothing. This is a question me and you. We say we prayed for a long, long years, nothing changed. We were faithful to the Lord. We were Christians, Catholics. I was coming to the church for many years, but nothing changed. Or in my life, family life, personal life. This is a question to each and every one of us. We tried all the night. The night in the Bible is absence of the love of God. Especially, particularly in St. John's Gospel, wherever it is mentioned the night, that means the absence of the love of God. As an expert, Peter and all people, they tried their best. But afterwards, there is a question still. We don't have anything. The illness or our own nature, our own family problems, faith, this still stands. And Jesus said, no, the only one thing you need, put into deep water. Duk in altum. Or better to say, put another place which I show to you. I will guide you. I will show to you where you have to put your nets. Don't be despair. There is a way in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Better to say, he invites us to make a change. If it was not functioning last week, next week what we have to do is have a little change. If that was not working, the left side, put it into the right side. Don't think that the life is finished. Don't think that there is no fish. Don't think that I am incapable. Everything is possible, but we need to have a change. Attitudinal change, behavioral change, emotional change, spiritual change. We need to have a little change. We try to place a little difference. The same boat, the same people, but if it is left side, the right side. If it is in the peripheral, little more deeper. That will work. So the gospel is the hope against hope. Sometimes we hope. If it does not work, hope against the hope. The Bible says today, trust in God Jesus. If He has created us, there is a way in our life. Secondly, the gospel says about the abundance miracle, the miracle of abundance. The Bible, it is being said, the manna to Israel in the wilderness. The widows never empty meal jar. 1 Kings. So also 5,000 people with the fish and the loaves. The wedding at Cana. All these miracles are in front of us. So the gospel says there is a miracle of abundance in our life. Peter hasn't looked very deeper the water, so he couldn't see. He said, nothing is there. There is something underneath. There is something in our family. Your partner is the best resource. Your children are the best resource. You are the best resource if you trust in God. And we are called the fishers of man. We have a commission to fulfill. The gospel ends by saying, they left everything and followed him. They left everything and followed him. Even in this Eucharist, the miracles are on our ways. The miracles are hidden in our family life, in our personal life, in our own life. So do not lose our strength. Do not lose our power and the capacity. Just ask the Lord, Lord, where should I place my net? He will show you. He will guide you. This is the time of the synodality. Just I want to also bring one or two words. I have placed a suggestion box. It is at the front of the church. In my right side, there's a small box. It is written suggestion box. If you want to write anything, there is a possibility. I mean, with regard to the celebration or whatever we need to have a change, just to write it in the suggestion box and place it there. So also at the front of the church where the machine of the sanitary machine is placed, there is the prayer box. I know people have been placing last week and this week. There were 4 or 5 prayers, prayer requests. If you don't mind to place there your prayer request, we will pray for you during the weekdays. If you want to write your name, that's fine. Otherwise, you are free. But anyway, your intentions will be prayed. Take the news bulletin, read it, because whatever we need to communicate you are there. Small changes that will help you and us. So also the readers and the volunteers list are being placed at the table at the front of the church. You just to go and verify your names. If you don't mind, to place your telephone number so that we can contact. because from next week onwards we have to place the rota for everything, the volunteers list. Don't think that I am incapable. Don't think that I am not fit to read. I am not a fit person to be included. You all are better than us. You all have the capacity more than us. You all make the futures of man. A little change make us. Let's pray to the Lord. Lord, help us to make a little change in my life, family, personal life, and that will bring abundance of fishes, miracles of abundance, the hope against hope. Amen.